Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, holding in Trumas Daf Ayin Daled in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini, beginning of Halacha Gimel. We're on the top of Amud Aleph. Now, our Mishnah is going to discuss what's called Gilui. What's a Gilui? When you have a liquid, the Mishnah is going to tell us what it is, which type of liquid. That is Mizgale, if the liquid is revealed, meaning it's not covered, then there's a Chashash, there's a fear. That maybe a snake came and inserted venom into the liquid, and therefore, you cannot eat it anymore. So says the Mishnah, Yein Truma Shenizgalo. If you have wine of Truma that was revealed, was not covered, Yishofich, you have to spill it out. And of course, Chulin, you could spill it out. Because if Truma, which has Gdush, you spill out because of the Sakana, so Chulin for sure you should spill out. There's three types of liquids that if they're revealed, if they're uncovered, so then you have the issue that maybe the snake put the venom in them. One is hamayim, the water, v'ayayin, the wine, and the third is a challah of the milk. V'shar kol ha'mashkim mutarim, other liquids, we're not afraid that a snake came to these liquids, he's not interested in them. Kam yishu v'yosurim, how long should it be revealed and it becomes asur? Kedei she'avah rocha shimokal kor v'yishte. The time it takes for a snake to come from the closest hiding place and drink from the water. Shiur hamayim hamigulim. The shear, the amount of revealed water, kedei she'tovet behem hamara, as long as the mara is not lost in them. Tovet behem hamara means once you reach the stage that the mara means the venom, will be diluted with the water, then it's fine. So until that stage, it's asur. Rabbi Yosia Yomer bekelim, if it's in a kli, not in the land, it's in a vessel, koshin, doesn't matter the amount of water, always venom is a problem. But if it's in the land, it's in the ground, so then if you have 40 seah or more, so then the venom will be diluted. Continues the Mishnah. Nikuri means that there is a bite. In the list of fruits that we're going to talk about, you find a bite in them. Something was cut off from them. You assume maybe the snake is the one who bit it. Which type of fruits were choshesh? Teinim, v'anovim, figs and grapes, v'kishuim, gourds, v'avatichim, watermelons, v'diluin v'hamel lafafonios, different types of pumpkins and cucumbers. Afilu em, the girsa of Rashi Sirulor is afilu em kekad, even though they're very, very large. Echad gadol v'echad kato, doesn't matter if it's big or small, echad tolush, echad mechubar. If it's disconnected from the ground, it's still connected to the ground. Kol shesh b'leich osu, as long as there's some moisture, some liquid to it, it's osu. Neshichas anochosh, if a snake bit an animal, a sur bit across the fascia, you can't eat that animal, because across the fascias, maybe there is in the animal some venom. Hamishmeres sheyayin asur mishum gilui from nechemi matri. If you have a sifter, we put wine through it, so then it's also because of gilui, because the snake will come and put his venom into it. V'abnechemi matir. And the case over here is that the sifter is above the kli, and the kli is sealed. So the only way for the venom to come in is through the sifter. The machlekes is, does venom penetrate a sifter and goes in? Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov bar Achor of Shin bar Bo b'Shem Rav Chanino. We're going to skip here a few words according to the Girsa of Rav Chaim. Tavshil shebishloi b'mayim megulim. If one cooked something with water which was revealed, afilu shel truma, even if the tavshil is made out of truma, yishafech, you have to throw it out. Ve'ein tzach lo'em eshe chulim. And of course, if the tavshil is made out of chulim, throw it away. Omar b'yesim astisom, can you learn from our Mishnah? Yain shel truma shenizgale yishafech. Wine of Truma that was revealed, you throw it out. Then tzoch lo'em eshe chulin, of course by chulin. So that's a source also for something that was being cooked. Chavirai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the friends that said the name Rabbi Yochanan, yain shenizgalo osu la'shoisoi. Wine that was revealed, you should not hold on to it. Maybe someone's going to drink for a minute, it's a sakana, you have to throw it out right away. V'him shihu, but if someone did hold on to it for a while, v'ichmitz be'elov, and it got sour on its own, using the gears of Rav Chaim, mutter, then it's mutter. Why? Because wine that has venom in it does not become sour. If it became sour, that means there's no venom here. There's nothing to be afraid of. Similarly, te'inim ve'anovim, figs and grapes, shenikru, that were being bitten from. Also, la'sheisa, don't keep it. Maybe the snake ate from it, and maybe there's venom in the fruits. Ve'im shion v'tzom kume'eleim, and if he did keep it and it shrunk on its own, mutaros, because that means there's no venom in them. If there'll be venom, they won't have a shrink. Continues the Gemara and the Faidan Amud Beis. Using again the Gersa of Chaim, Barte de Abchia Rubo, So daughter of Kerubo, have nayo. She will make some bites, some cuts in the figs, begin the loylechlun chavirayo, in order for the other chavirim not to eat from him. In other words, she was trying to keep food for her father, Rabchia Bar Abba, for him to have what to eat. And the father ate from them. Asked the Gemara of Elis Asur, how did he eat from it? If he sees a fruit that has a cut in it, a bite in it, so then he should be choshu, maybe a snake is the one who bit from it. Says the Gemara, ledai to avovda. She was doing it, and he knew what she was doing, so he knew that she cut it. Says the Gemara, afilu ken, loy Asur? Isn't it still Asur? Loy ketari, didn't we learn? Ro'ot si poin kares b'teino. See a bird biting into a fig. Or a mouse biting into a watermelon. Also, in these cases, it's also to eat it. Maybe there was already a bite from a snake, and then these animals ate from the place where it was already bitten by a snake. So maybe there's a venom in this fruit. So Gemara is asking over here as well. The daughter went and she cut off the fruit, comes up here and sees it. Maybe there was a snake that bit there before. So the woman, natural lehima voice, she was guarding it. She was making sure that no snake came. So she was protecting these fruits, making sure nobody touched it. She's the only one who cut it, so nobody else, no other Talmud will be able to take it. But he, the father, did know that it's okay. So the woman, Avitzo bar Nachman, Shev Yishub ben Levi, Hachad, Ve'amar, Ve'amosoik, Ein bo mishum gilui. These three types of wine were not choshesh that a snake drank from them. Chad means spicy, mar means bitter, and motek means sweet. Rav Simon b'Sher Yishub b'Levi said, Chad v'amar v'amosoy, these three types of wine, ein bem loy mishum gilui v'loy mishum yayin esach, there's no problem of gilui. Not a problem of yayin esach, not a problem that's revealed for a snake. Not a problem of yayin esach by a goy. Rav Simon b'Farish, Chad, what is a chad? Which wine is that? Konditun. V'amar, what is that? Pastinun. V'amotek, what is that? Chamer v'ashlo, a cooked wine. When you have a cooked wine, so then you don't have the issue, not of gilui, and not of yayin nesach. Rabbi Shuba zid la'abel chamer v'ashlo. He had cooked wine, shenisyachet b'shus agoy, that was given to a goy, was in the hands of a goy. Shol le'av yani b'abishwa. So he asked yani b'abishwa, what should I do? Omer le'chenom ha'abishwa, shimur melokish. Motek, sweet wine, ain't below mishum gilui, below mishum yayin nesach. You don't have not gilui, not yayin nesach. As we said, motok means a cooked wine. Ravani b'Avishwal Ivosh. Ravani became sick. Sokum gaber z'eiro v'Avishayo v'Rabonin bar Kehano v'Avchananyo chavren d'Rabonin mevakrosim. Meaning, these Amuroim came to visit him. Chomun b'Avishwal b'Zidl Yosef. They see b'Avishwal b'Zidl, they are visiting Ravani. Amrin hamor shuanso v'amor uvdo. Ravani is the one who said that it's motor. And there's the one who the story happened to him was Rav Shua bar Zidl. He's the owner of the wine. Also, Shalulay, they wanted to verify the story. Said, yes, that's true. If it's sweet, you don't have an issue, not of Gilu, not of Yain Nesach. Is there a question? Maybe these are one of the shmurs that Shimon Lakish wasn't so sure about. He was debating in Beis Hamedrash if it's true or not. And you can rely on it 100%. Kanachdum, when they left, Kamav Elon and Boyin Bar Kahana. So Elon and Boyin Bar Kahana spoke to each other. If now that you loved so much to what the Amoraim are saying, why do you have to go to the Amoraim? It's a fairy Shabraiso. The Tanya Reb Chiya, Yain Mevushel Shagoyim, a cooked wine of a goy, Lama also, why will it be also, why can't you buy it from a goy? Mishayam et chiloso yain, because originally it was regular wine before it became Mevushel, before it was cooked. Meaning, because the wine was by the goy before it was cooked, and he cooked it, doesn't help. But if originally it was cooked, there's no problem. Similarly, Chayim et Shagoyim Lama Osir, why were you ossering vinegar of a goy? Shayam et chiloso yain, because originally it was wine, and then it became sour, became vinegar. Mashref, originally it was vinegar, be okay. And you're comparing the vinegar to the cooked wine. Really, this is a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, in Avodah Zarah, wine is also a goy, and vinegar, which was originally wine. So you see that when we talk about vinegar, the only problem is if it was originally wine and now it's not. But if originally it was a choymetz, it's not a problem. So because the brisa compared choymetz to Yain Mevushal. So you say it's the same idea. You see from here the Yain Mevushal as well. If it was originally that way by the Goy, there's no issue of Yain Nesach. With this, we conclude Yushal Mitzumis Daf Ayin Dalet.